You do those two things, and that's going to solve a bulk of your problems. In that teaching, I gave, I'm just going to be very honest with you, I gave practical, basic spiritual disciplines that we should be practicing every single year. And so some might criticize and say, well, why does this only apply to 2024? I didn't say it only applied to 2024. I said, we should definitely do this in 2024. And some might say, we should do it all the time. I say, I agree, all the time, even in 2024. It comes back down to those spiritual basics. Read the word every day. I'm going to say this. Read the word and pray every day. Just try this challenge. I have very rarely ever, I can't say I've ever met a believer who was bound internally. Again, when we confuse external circumstances for bondage, that's when we can begin to grant the premise that we're bound. I'm talking about joy in the midst of tragedy, love in the midst of opposition, peace in the midst of chaos. When we have that internal grounding, that's when we walk in victory. No matter what happens around us, there's victory and life flowing within us. But if you will commit yourself, I'll just say these two things, I guess, for 2024, to reading the scripture every day, to committing to prayer every single day. You do those two things, and that's going to solve a bulk of your problems. Think about the fact that if you go and see your primary care physician and you tell your doctor, listen, I have aches, I have pains, I don't feel right, something is off. The doctor is going to ask you a few things. What are your sleep patterns like? Are you drinking plenty of water? What's your diet like these days? Are you exercising? Usually they'll go through those four basic questions because they want to get a baseline for your general health. And by doing those few things, sleeping correctly, not just sporadically, drinking plenty of water, eating correctly, exercising regularly, just by doing those basic things, you're going to solve or prevent a lot of physical problems. And so it's the same in the spirit. You pray and read the word daily. And I mean, not just like where Jesus said, where people babble or they just kind of go through the motions of it. Not praying and reading because you're trying to check it off some list of obligations that you have to do in order to earn God's favor. No, you already have God's favor. That's why you can pray in the first place. But going to it, praying and reading every day, committing to that, do it for 1 year. And if you're not completely transformed, then let God be true and every man a liar. Just like when my wife likes this documentary where these people try to lose a lot of weight. And when they go in to see their physician for the weigh-in, sometimes they actually gain some weight. And they'll say, well, I stuck to the diet. I did everything I could. And the doctor will always tell them, no, I'm looking at it right now. The scale doesn't lie. You are lying to me. You are lying to yourself. And that's what we do. We lie to ourselves about how committed we are to the word and to prayer. And then, of course, we don't reap the results that we want. I'll say this, John chapter 8, verse 32. And you will know the truth, and the truth will set you free. If you are still bound, then there's a truth you have not yet come to believe. And you can only know that truth by getting in the word, by bringing it full circle, hearing the voice of the Holy Spirit, coming back to this place where you're committed to fellowship with him. I mean, no demonic bondage or demon can swim in the depths of the glory of God. You walk in the Holy Spirit, you're going to walk in freedom. You walk with the Holy Spirit as you should, you're going to live the Christian life. And so you need to come back to that place where you can hear his voice. I want to give them just one quick little breakdown here. There are degrees of hearing the voice of the Holy Spirit. The first is the word. The word is the primary way we hear him. That's the foundation. And everything else we hear from him is measured by that standard. Now, there are some, such as we have in the cessationist camp, as you referenced just a moment ago, who will say, well, if God said it in his word, he doesn't need to speak it to you in your heart and in your spirit. And if God didn't say it in his word, he wouldn't speak it to your heart or to your spirit. But that thinking fails to take into account the very specific directions that we need for everyday life. You cannot find chapter and verse what state you should live in, what job you should take, what spouse you should marry. Sure, in the scripture, you'll find groupings of wisdom that can ultimately help to guide your decision-making process in those areas. But you are going to need to hear the voice of the Holy Spirit and discern those things for yourself on a very personal level. And then some might ask, is the word of God not sufficient? I would say it's because the word of God is sufficient that we can hear the voice of the Holy Spirit in our spirits. because it did its job and connected us to him, and God didn't go mute. So number one is the word. Number two is wisdom. Wisdom is a result of the word. Wisdom is that purposeful pull of God on your life. It's not necessarily a specific instruction to your heart. It's a knowing. It's a way of thinking. It's the divine reasoning of God through the Holy Spirit in you. So the more you're in the word, the greater your wisdom will grow. And that wisdom is a form of the Holy Spirit speaking. So the word is the most reliable. The second most reliable is wisdom, because wisdom comes from the word. Then there's what I call the whisper. This is where the Holy Spirit will begin to speak to you directly and begin to talk to you. Now, he will speak more often through the word and wisdom than he does through the whisper, but he still will occasionally speak through the whisper. People who think they hear the whisper all the time are probably mistaking that for wisdom. And then there are wonders. Wonders is the prophetic, God speaking to another individual, signs and wonders. And that is, I put it this way, I'm not necessarily trying to be negative in my description of this, but it is the least reliable way to hear God, because even Satan can duplicate wonders. Now, I believe in healing, deliverance, signs, wonders, the prophetic. I'm in the healing ministry. Many of you watch and see the healing testimonies coming from our ministry. Many of you also don't, but for reference, that's where I stand on it. So I'm not by any means, and I'm not saying that to brag, I'm saying that so that you understand that I'm not by any means downplaying the role of wonders. Now, some Christians reverse that. They try to live based on wonders and the whisper and look at wisdom and the word as just restrictive ways that distractions come, when it's actually the opposite. You begin with the word, then wisdom, then whispers, and then wonders. And you live that way, and going into 2024, you're going to notice a stability coming upon your life and a real confidence in the voice of the Holy Spirit, a deeper fellowship with him, greater demonstrations of power. And I'm not talking about just gifts. I'm talking about glory. People can move in power, but do they carry the presence? And there will be that beautiful resting of the glory of God on your life and being in such a way that it begins to transform you internally and even those around you.